Shabbat Israel, Amrim Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations. The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, written by Joseph Mendel, comes to you from Chicago and is entitled The Kiddush Cup.
His name was Meyer Myers, silversmith. In 1774, 2 years before the Declaration of Independence, he was known in New York as Paul Revere was known in Boston for his work in silver and gold. But we will, this once, leave history to the scholars and tell how Meyer Myers made a cup to hold the wine for the Sabbath blessing, a silver Kiddush cup.
Father?
Oh, come in, Samuel. Come in.
It's getting late, and Mother said...
I know it's late, and I can imagine what your mother said. Sit down, Samuel.
If you don't mind, I'll stand.
As you like. I'll be finished in a little while.
There really isn't time.
Oh, you're wrong, my boy. Please, Samuel, the little hammer beside you on the table.
Hmm? Oh.
Thank you. You see, if it were really late, your mother would come herself instead of sending you.
She was here. Didn't you see her? She told me to be sure to...
not now. Delicately. Delicately. There. It's finished, Samuel.
Yes, Father.
Yes, Father. Is that all you can say?
It's very nice.
Not a word about the classic lines, the subtle flare of the rim?
Father, it's almost sundown.
Or even... it is. Well, why didn't you tell me?
But I've been trying to...
Never mind. Never mind. We'll go now. Ah, but it is a handsome piece of silver, isn't it?
Of course it is, Father, but...
Something is troubling you?
It's only a cup.
Ah, but what a cup, Samuel. What a cup.
It's getting dark, Meyer. Are you going to the synagogue for the Sabbath services?
Naturally, I'm going.
Then what are you waiting for?
I'm off this very minute. Joyce.
Well?
You didn't notice the cup.
Of course I noticed it.
You didn't say anything.
Didn't I? Very nice.
Again, very nice. Come, Samuel. We'll be late for the services.
Meyer, I'm sorry if I've hurt your feelings.
Oh, it's not important.
Maybe I shouldn't have such thoughts on the eve of the Sabbath, but I can find no enthusiasm for the silver cups you make for your customers when...
Joyce!
...when the wine for our kiddush is in cups of pewter.
Joyce, do you think that God also values silver higher than pewter?
It's wrong. I know it's wrong, but this is how I feel.
And besides, how do you know this cup is for a customer?
Now I've told you, and I... What did you say?
I made the cup for us.
Oh.
Now you are pleased.
Oh, I'm a foolish woman, Meyer. Go to the synagogue. Go only, Meyer.
Yes?
Come back quickly. I'll put out the new tablecloth on the table and the wine for Kiddush.
The cup, Samuel, and the wine. Thank you.
Yom HaShishim Vayechulu HaShomayim VeHoretz VeChol Tzevahom Vayechal Elohim Bayom HaShavim V'lacho Asher Atzal Vayechos Vayom HaShavim Mikom Elachom Asher Atzal
Samuel, close the window. Samuel?
They make fun of us.
Never mind, just close the window.
Listen to them. They march in our streets with their red coats and laugh at us.
Come back to the table, Samuel. You're interrupting the kiddush.
I? Blame the British soldiers, not me.
No one is blaming you. Only sit down.
Someday we'll teach them to sing another tune.
Samuel, close that window.
Yes, Father.
My son, this is the Sabbath. It is not seemly to be angry on the Sabbath.
I'm sorry, Father.
Yes, I know. We'll continue now.
Yivon of a heart of Yasono Kidash Tommy call Hamim. Vishabas Kochikov, Yahavo Hobraton in Halatonu. Boruha Tovaronoi. Mikadesh Hashabon.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, who sanctifies the Sabbath day.
Amen.
Drink from the cup, Joyce.
Yes.
And now you, Samuel?
Yes, Father.
May it be a good Sabbath. Bless us with peace, ye angels of peace.
The Sabbath angels descended from on high, and we may be sure that they hovered over the darkened house of Meyer Myers, where the silver Kiddush cup shone in the pale starlight. But there was another, and not an angel, whose eye fell on the cup.
Who's there? Meyer, wake up, Meyer.
What is it?
There's someone in the house.
Naturally. Go to sleep.
I heard footsteps. Listen.
I don't hear a thing. Must have been the cat.
I remember distinctly putting the cat out.
I will see you in the morning. Good night.
Maybe you ought to look, Meyer. How a man can fall asleep so quickly, I will never understand.
There's someone in the house.
Oh, be careful, Meyer.
The candle. Where's the candle?
Please be careful. Wait for me. Don't leave me alone.
He's gone, Joyce. He came in through the window. You see, it's open. And he ran out the door.
Oh. Yeah. My spoons and forks. He took them all.
Well, it's no great loss.
And the cup. The kiddish cup is gone.
What? My coat. Bring me my coat, Joyce. He can't have gone far. I'll find the night watch and we'll...
Well, what is it, Meyer?
I won't need my coat.
You're not going out?
You're shivering, Joyce. It's cold.
Never mind about me, the cup. Don't you care about the cup?
It can wait for one day.
Wait! Do you expect the thief to wait for you to catch him?
Joyce, it's the Sabbath.
I know what day it is.
I would rather lose the cup than pursue a thief in anger on the Sabbath.
So Meyer Myers lost the cup he made. In one day made, the same day gone. Yet who will say that nothing remains? And who will say what is vanished and what survives? It may not be as simple as it seems. At any rate, not an hour later, a man sat in a tavern near the docks.
I want some service.
I'm not deaf. I heard you.
Well, then bring me another pint of ale.
You haven't paid for what you've drunk.
So that's it, huh? Well, you can set your mind at rest. You'll be paid. Another pint.
I'll see the color of your money first.
Yeah, now, you can't talk like that. I didn't come here to be insulted.
Then you can go elsewhere. Well, come on.
There's no need of getting a huff. Here.
What's this? What do I want with a lot of spoons?
There's half a dozen, with forks to match. More than enough to pay for what I drank.
What good are they?
What did you expect?
I don't know. The world is full of surprises. Where'd you get them?
None of your affair. Maybe I found them.
Did you know? Maybe where you found the spoons, you also found some silver?
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. The spoons are all you get.
We'll see about that.
Get out. Take your hands off. Let go of my coat.
Empty your pockets.
You can't do this. It's robbery, that's what it is.
Is it? Why don't you call the night watch? Do you empty your pockets or do I tear them open?
All right. Take your hands off. I'll give it to you. Here.
A silver cup. That's more like it.
Do I get my pint?
You get a double tankard. The barmaid will give it to you. What, no thanks?
I'll drink to your very bad health. Hmm. Where are you going?
To get what I can for the cup, if it's any of your business.
You're in an almighty hurry not to wait for morning.
Do you think I want it found on my premises?
I've had shabby treatment from you, but...
You had what you deserved.
But I got a soft heart, so I'll give you some advice. It's past the curfew. Keep a sharp eye for the British patrol.
I thank you for your concern. Let this be a lesson to you. Ill-gotten gains bring a man no good. Thought he'd hold out the silver, did he? Not likely. That cup should bring me at least 1.6 pounds, and maybe...
Oh. Stop where you are or we'll shoot. Now approach. He's not armed, Sergeant.
Good. Come along, you.
I haven't done anything. You have the wrong man.
It's past the curfew. Come along now.
I'm an honest working man, I tell you.
That's what they all say. We know his kind, huh, Sergeant? The patriots who like to dump tea in Boston Harbor and knock British soldiers on the head.
Oh, I'm not a patriot. Ask anybody. Anybody at all. You have to believe me.
What's all the talk for? Now, march!
Oh!
My friend is very impatient.
I'll go. Only first, could I have a word with you?
We're listening.
In private, Sergeant.
It's a trick, Sergeant.
Keep a sharp eye. Speak up, man.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. You look to be a gentleman with an eye to a thing of beauty. What are you getting at? Wait, you wouldn't be offering a bribe, would you, to soldiers of the crown?
No. It's the last thought in my mind, but I happen to have with me right here...
Well, don't hide it. Let's see what it is.
It's a cup, beautifully made and pure silver.
Silver, so you say.
Just hold it in your hand. Listen to its ring.
Well, hand it over.
Of course, Sergeant. Here you are.
I hereby confiscate this article in the name of His Majesty George III. Well, don't stand there, you fool. Run.
I hereby confiscate this article.
You have a way with words, Sergeant. About the cup, it's equal shares, isn't it?
It's an unusual kind of cup.
What does it matter, so long as it's silver?
Still, there's something about it.
Sergeant, you're not serious about confiscating in the name of the king.
What do you take me for? All the same, I wonder...
Well, you had me worried.
I wonder what the cup was used for and from whom it was stolen.
You may be sure that we have not forgotten Meyer Myers. But consider for a minute the brief history of the cup he made to celebrate the Sabbath and welcome the angels of peace. The cup he held in his hand only once before it disappeared into a world of theft and bribery and violence. Consider, and you may well ask, how can a thing of peace survive in a world where there is no peace? As for Meyer Myers, the cup was gone. But after all, a man must work.
Meyer, we need wine. The bottle's almost empty.
Oh, is it? Then you must buy some more, Joyce.
I know that. You don't have to tell me how to manage my household.
I wouldn't think of it, my dear.
Will you stop hammering and listen to me?
Hmm? Oh, of course. Now, if you're thinking of the cost of the wine...
I'm not thinking about the wine at all, but about the cup. You've done nothing about the stolen cup.
Oh, but you're wrong, Joyce. I've already made inquiries.
And that's all you're going to do?
No, of course not. I have every intention of making further inquiries.
In the meantime, the Sabbath is coming again, and where is our cup?
Well, tell me, Joyce, what do you want me to do?
I want you to... Oh, how can I tell you? I want the cup on my table instead of in the thief's pocket.
Well, who knows where it is by now?
You've given it up for lost. You're not even thinking about it.
Joyce, listen. I held it in my hand and sang the Kiddush. We all sipped from it and said amen. And if it was only for a brief time, we did feel the peace of the Sabbath and the presence of God.
Meyer, it was such a beautiful cup.
Yes, it was beautiful and the work of my hands, and now it's gone.
And yet you take the loss so calmly.
I've been thinking about it. Joyce, maybe no matter where it is, no matter who has it, maybe that cup will always help to bring someone a little closer to God.
Sergeant, about the cup.
What about it?
Share and share alike, remember?
I haven't forgotten.
I know a man who'll pay plenty of good English shillings.
There's no hurry. It won't melt away.
I'm not so sure it won't just wear out the way you keep turning it and turning it in your hands.
Oh, well, it's a strange cup. I've never seen one like it before.
What's come over you, Sergeant?
There's writing around the top, foreign writing. I wonder what it says. I wonder what the cup was used for.
What difference does it make? Look, Sergeant, maybe I'd better handle this.
Take your hand away.
Oh, you're mighty touchy. You take care of it, then. Only don't get wrong ideas. Half of it belongs to me.
All right, all right. You'll get half. If I sell it.
What do you mean, if you sell it? Wait a minute. Where are you going, Sergeant?
What can I do for you, Sergeant?
It's about this, Excuse me, Reverend. Maybe I shouldn't have come.
If I can help you in any way...
Reverend, you're a man of learning.
Tell me what you want.
Well, this cup, there's writing around the top. See? Here.
It's Hebrew.
Can you read it?
It's the language of the Bible, Sergeant.
Well, what does it say?
Will you tell me why you want to know?
Because I want to know. That's... I'm sorry, Reverend.
These are the words... Blessed art thou, O Lord, our God, who hast sanctified the Sabbath.
I had a feeling it was something like that. Well, why are you examining the cup?
Why, it looks like the work of Meyer Myers, the silversmith. Yes, here is his mark, stamped on the bottom.
You know him?
Everybody knows Meyer Myers. His house
I'll take the cup, Reverend.
Of course. Take it.
Why don't you say it? Why don't you ask me where I got the cup?
Should I ask you, Sergeant?
If it wasn't me, it would have been another soldier, another patrol.
Today is Friday, Sergeant. Every Friday at dusk, Meyer Myers fills a cup with wine and sings a prayer for the coming of his Sabbath.
Well, let him. What's it got to do with me? Reverend, where did you say his house is? This Meyer Myers?
Yes?
Mr. Meyer Myers?
He's my father. What do you want with him?
A few words.
We've done nothing, and we have no business with the king's soldiers.
Who is it, Samuel? Ah, good day.
Sergeant, is it?
Mr. Myers, I want to talk to you.
Then please to come in, sir.
So your son,
Samuel knows our laws of hospitality, even though he does breathe fire.
Well, you sound like a reasonable man.
I try to be.
Not like one of those patriots.
Reason leads me to believe that Parliament and the King have dealt wrongly with the colonies.
You forget I'm a soldier of the King.
Sergeant, tell me, did you come here to quarrel with me?
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Myers.
I admit to no liking for the red coat you wear, but I have learned that the same uniform can cover a great variety of men. Now, Sergeant, will you come inside?
Mr. Myers, I want to show you.
Keep it up, Yankee Doodle Dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. And every time they fire it off...
Father! Do you hear them?
Now, Samuel, please don't get excited. Sergeant, you were saying...
Well, it's not the British soldiers who are singing, Father. The tune is the same, but we're singing it now. Listen to the words.
There I saw a little keg, its head all made of leather. And knocked upon it with their sticks to call the folks together.
Clear the streets! You're obstructing His Majesty's soldiers!
Soldier, you there?
Me, Sergeant?
Yes. Where are you taking the men?
To the dock, Sergeant. As soon as we clear the streets of these...
Well, turn around and take the next street down.
No! We won't be turned back by a mob of rag-tailed colonials.
You heard my orders. Do as you're told.
Aye, Sergeant. Well, you heard him. Start moving.
That was a sensible thing you did, Sergeant.
Oh, was it? I'll probably be court-martialed.
And a very courageous thing.
I don't know what's come over me ever since... Well, ever since I've had this. Here, this belongs to you, doesn't it?
The cup! Joyce! Joyce, the kiddish cup has come back! Just in time for the Sabbath.
Oh, Sergeant, I do want to thank you.
All right, you thank me.
No, wait. There was a reward.
I don't want anything. Well, I don't know, maybe... Maybe there is something.
Yes, Sergeant?
Mr. Myers, this uniform I wear, it means that if there's going to be trouble, I must fight for the King. Possibly against you.
I am too old to carry a gun, but you saw my son Samuel.
I know, that's what I meant. I wanted you to understand, before I asked if I could... what I mean to say... This is your Sabbath, and I'd like...
I understand, Sergeant. And I'd be very pleased if you would join us in celebrating the Sabbath.
Yom HaShishi Vayakulu hashamayim v'horet v'chol sevam.
So the cup returned to Meyer Myers, and he lifted it up and sang the Kiddush and welcomed the Sabbath. This was long ago, but the work of his hands still survives in the bells that ornament the scroll of the Torah, in the Touro Synagogue in Newport, and of Sheret Israel in New York, in the samples of his craft in museums throughout the country. And it is no small accomplishment for a man to show by his works that the things that live are the things of peace.
Baruch Adonai Eloheinu melech olam borei peri hagofen.
Therefore, we may be sure that on this day, the Sabbath angels descended once again from on high and hovered over the house of Meyer Myers and the Kiddush cup on the table. And for a little while, in a world on the edge of battle, they spread their wings of peace.
The Shabbat Kodesho V'yavah Baratzon In a halatonu, Boruch ato waronai, Mikadesh ha-shavos.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take pleasure in presenting Mr. Joseph Levin, Vice President of the Chicago Council of the United Synagogues of America and member of the National Cabinet of the National Planning Committee of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Mr. Levin.
The brief sequence in the history of a silver Kiddush cup just dramatized illustrated how an object created for peace and sanctification became an object of violence and in turn helped reveal a man's inherent goodness. The motives of the thief, the innkeeper, and the sergeant were similar. Their principal aim was material possession. The means they employed were incidental. When the cup's value was merely intrinsic, the sergeant had no qualms about keeping it. Taking a bribe was a common form of booty to the army of occupation. However, upon hearing the translation of the Hebrew words inscribed upon the cup, the realization of his transgression took hold, and the appeal of these ancient words of piety possessed him. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, who has sanctified the Sabbath. This was a cup of peace and joy, and he became imbued with its spirit. What if the sergeant had never learned the meaning of the inscription? Perhaps the cup would have remained merely a piece of silver to be used as barter. In our world today, there exist nations who refuse to translate spiritual values into everyday ethical living. They too make objects of peace, objects of violence. But the inscriptions are still there for anyone to read. They will exist as long as man has a spirit and will serve him as long as man has the will to translate. These are days of great uncertainties and nervous tensions, and solutions will not come from men or governments dedicated to survival by means of superior weapons. What a paradox for this age to contemplate. We have wrested from nature its most tightly held secret, the atom, and its first use was for destruction. Yet, we have not been able to develop that spiritual statesmanship necessary to evolve a society to live by the commandments. The hope of mankind lies in a rebirth and rededication to spiritual values.
Thank you, Mr. Levin. Our Eternal Light drama today, The Kiddush Cup, was written by Joseph Mandel and came to you from Chicago. Cantor Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Ken Nordine, Claire Baum, Maurice Copeland, and Muriel Bremner. Harold Brendel of West Suburban Temple in River Forest, Illinois, sang the Kiddush. The music was written by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Bernard Berquist. This has been an NBC Radio Network production and was directed by Howard Keegan. The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations and is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.